When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
We're very pleased and privileged to be joined by Super Bowl 41 champion, former NFL head coach, and current ESPN analyst Jeff Saturday. Jeff, thanks for a few minutes.
Oh, glad to be here. Excited about the upcoming game. I know you got to be fired up as well.
Oh, it is going to be outstanding. My stomach is already in knots thinking about it, but we're going to try and power through nonetheless. The big story of the first day here in Las Vegas is the situation with the 49ers practice fields. A very soggy situation, apparently. It's very similar to the turf at MetLife, which we know most people have issues with. I just want to ask you, first of all, you played with Peyton Manning. What would Peyton Manning have done if his practice fields the week before the Super Bowl were not up to his standard?
Well, I can assure you, we'd have found buses and found the nearest good field we could find and been on it. I can assure you there would be no time lost for Manning to make sure that we had gotten on the field and gotten done what we needed to get done. So he is not a guy to be denied. I can assure you, from a guy who, man, shoot, I'm a Tar Heel and I had to go to Duke to train with him. So he's going to find a way, bro. He's going to find a way to make it happen. And I will say this, though, as far as the field, like, obviously you want it to get fixed. You got to find somewhere. But the good part for these guys is, you know, most of the heavy lifting was done last week, right, of your install. This is much more of a polished week where you're going to put stuff together, and it's more about timing. So as long as they find a field, but, you know, tomorrow that's going to be, today and tomorrow, as they begin kind of their, you know, getting in, kind of getting back their legs and all that kind of stuff, they'll be just fine. And hopefully they use this as a us versus the world type insult, and they make it happen.
I believe they're going to move their Thursday practice to the Raiders training facility, which I guess is their most rigorous practice of the week. So hopefully it is not a big issue for them. But I agree. I think you can use this as a rallying cry. Why the hell not, right?
Absolutely. Listen, I mean, you're like, hey, they put us over here. Look where they put the Chiefs, and obviously the league loves them, and you know they've been here. Everybody hates us. Hey, use whatever you can. You need any chip that needs to be placed on a shoulder. Find a way to place it, bro. Because there ain't no tomorrow, right? So like, let's get it done. And so Monday, we ain't worried about all the rest of it except celebrate.
I'm glad you mentioned the chip on the shoulder. I was on the field for opening night. I caught up with Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator, and I asked him, like, we're looking at clips in the NFC Championship game where it doesn't look like the pursuit from some of these players, the effort, is really there. isn't that kind of a red flag when you're playing for the Super Bowl? And he didn't seem like it was a big deal. It seems like kind of a big deal to me, Jeff.
It is definitely a big deal. And then listen, but from his perspective, you know, you're trying to keep everything in house. So whatever is being said, I know John Lynch made mention of it, I think in one of his press conferences, I don't remember which one,
yep.
but I know he made mention of it, but it'll be discussed, and it won't just be discussed by coaches. It'll be discussed by other players. And that's the best way, you know, for a team, coaches cast vision, right? And organizations cast vision, but players create culture. So the players that are in that locker room are going to have to hold each other accountable, get after guys, and be real about it. Because again, you got one more, right? You found a way to win and get the win against Detroit, but they were coming at you. And listen, had they not changed their game plan and went to 7 runs versus 20 runs, it may have looked different. So, if you're that defense, you better look hard in the mirror and go, hey, we're gonna have to stop Pacheco. We're going to have to stop big plays, and we need to put this thing, because as a defense, they definitely have not been what we expected come playoff time.
Yeah, they haven't been the defense that we saw against Dallas and the defense that we saw against Philadelphia, and that's the frustrating thing from I think a lot of fans' perspectives, is because we know it's in there. Like, we've seen it on the field, and it's frustrating that they can't seem to match that level of intensity all the time.
Well, and I think part of it is game plan specific, right? I mean, Green Bay, they found their form as the season kind of progressed, and they got a huge amount of confidence playing the Cowboys and knocking the Cowboys out. So they come in with that same mentality, right? And so it's going to be Aaron Jones, and we're going to, get up underneath center, and we're going to run, and we're going to do this. And in Detroit, there was no mistaking. And they got – listen, Detroit's got one of the best offensive lines. It's not the best offensive line in the league. So there's no shame in giving up runs. But like you said, at some point you got to bull your neck. You got to produce on the edge. If it's a pass down, you got to go win if you're on the edge. And so whether that's Armstead, Bosa, Young, you name it, right? Somebody has got to find a way to win. And there is no looking around, because you guys, it's show up time. And so I think from players' perspective, they understand that, fans understand it. But they're going to have, they going to have to do it. Like, Pacheco's coming at them. The Chiefs line is good. If they can run it on you, that Mahomes can make you hurt, and they can find ways to pick you apart. So you got to try to make them one dimensional. And that, I think that's what Wilkes and that crew will try to do.
And one more question on the defense before we go to the other side of the ball. If I told you the 49ers could shut down Pacheco or shut down Travis Kelce.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Which one of those guys would you choose?
Kelce. Listen, I said this on Get Up this morning, and I mean this. If I am Wilkes, I am Pacheco. I'm going to force Andy Reid to be patient an entire game, and just allow Pacheco. And I'm not going to play heavy boxes, right? Like, I'm going to, because if you can limit the big shots from Mahomes, and you can limit Kelce and the explode, because Kelce is really the catalyst, right? Like, he gets everybody else going. He gets everybody else in the mix. If you limit him or get him frustrated, people feel frustration as well, right? So that's contagious as well. So if you're Wilkes in that defense, man, you're like, all right, well, they'll have to do it in 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and maybe they can. But you know, Mahomes has showed you that he can eat you up. Even San Fran, like, he's eating them up too. So, you know, everybody, Mahomes can figure it out. Let's not let him figure it out. Let's make Andy Reid and Pacheco and that offense be the calling card. And if you lose that way, man, hey, tip your cap. They're better than us on this night, and congratulations. But it ain't going to be from Kelce and Mahomes, who, you know, are the most productive playoff duo in history. Like, don't let that one be the one that beats me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fair. I could see your point there. Let's go to the offensive side of the ball for the 49ers. One of the most amazing things to me is the way that the Chiefs completely took the Ravens out of their running game. They said they wanted to get up early because they thought the Ravens would go away from the run, and they absolutely did. Do you think the 49ers will go away from the run if the Chiefs happen to get on top early?
No. I think Shanahan understands that's not the way to get back in a game. Like, there's just you're playing into Kansas City strengths if you do that. They're fast on the back end. They're productive on the back end. They can rush you and rush lanes in the front four. They can do some really good things. And so I think you have to stay balanced. If I am Shanahan, I'm going in with the idea that we're gonna get into big personnel, right? We're gonna go two tight ends, two backs, or two tight ends, one back, and we're gonna be physical. And if you look at the Chiefs, they have not. I think they're 28th in the league when they face teams that run personnel in between the tackles that way. So no, it's not a you can't get rich quick scheme. You got to earn it against the Chiefs. You got to earn it against Spagnuolo and that defense, and it may be a grind it out. But trust, that's the way back into the game. Don't abandon what you do so well.
Do you expect a heavy dose of Deebo Samuel on the ground? Because I think Kyle's going to use that, you know, end around and things like that with Deebo as a runner, maybe more so than a receiver.
Yeah, I do. But I'll be honest with you. I think it's going to be a ton of McCaffrey. McCaffrey's done a really good job of breaking tackles as well and running physically, right? I mean, and you know, getting behind. And I get, you know, he looked like he had, you know, he landed on his head or kind of that neck a couple weeks ago. And, you know, that's always scary. But, dude, he plays physical. And I think Deebo getting him in that same kind of thing where he can play physical. But I'm not as interested in running sideline to sideline because Kansas City's fast. But you run downhill at him, even with Samuel or CMC, I think to me that's the most productive run. When you're running at them as opposed to trying to run away from them, I think you're much more successful.
I completely agree, and I agree that McCaffrey doesn't get as much credit maybe for being as physical a runner as he is, especially at his size. All right, I can't do an interview with you, Jeff, without talking about Brock Purdy. And I'll just simply put it this way. 2 minutes to go. Niners need 4 points. Do you have confidence that Brock Purdy can take him down the field and get a touchdown?
Absolutely. I think if anything has answered any questions, you know, because all I ever heard was, well, he felt, you know, Purdy's in the perfect situation, right? He's in a Shanahan offense. Everybody's good in the Shanahan offense. I'm old enough to remember, man, well, Mahomes fell into a playoff team in Kansas City with Andy Reid, who was 11-13 in the playoffs before he got there. Now they've won a couple Super Bowls and about to try to win their third. And I go, well, Shanahan was 0-for. You know, when losing in the fourth quarter by so many and with the deficit they had, and Brock Purdy's let him back twice, right? Like in Green Bay, they come back in the final drive and find a way to win. They're down huge against Detroit. He finds a way to win and bring them back. And so, yeah, I have all the confidence in the world, man. Purdy, listen, if there's two things about him, man, the kid's efficient and he's fearless. And those are two things you got to be to win big games, and especially to upset a guy like Patrick Mahomes. I definitely think he can do it.
Last question for you, and this is going to sound weird, and maybe it's my homerism taking over, but the Chiefs have been here before a lot, and it's different when you're trying to win, you know, your third Super Bowl if you're Patrick Mahomes versus this 49ers group that have gotten close but have never captured that first championship. Is there something to be said about the hunger that exists when you're trying to get your first championship?
Oh, I definitely think it's, you know, you're the experience is so much more magnified when you're trying to get your first one. And so, no, I definitely agree with that. I will say, though, the Mahomes-Reed experience, there's just so much confidence that gets, you know, that exudes from there That's the only. It's kind of like when, as the Colts, when we played the Patriots, you had to beat them, bro. They weren't going to beat themselves. And I think that's the part that relationship between Mahomes and Reed, they don't ever seem to be flustered, right? Like they're going to fight the fight. They're not going to beat themselves. That's how we felt playing the Patriots, and ultimately we did, right? You had to go, but you had to beat them. They weren't going to give the game away, and I think that's the way the 49ers need to go in. They're hungry, but man, don't beat yourself, right? To understand you're going to have to go play that complete game and give yourself a shot in the end of the fourth quarter, and that's the way you're going to upset them.
To beat the Patriots, you had to beat the greatest coach of all time and the greatest quarterback of all time at the same time. And to beat these Chiefs, you've got to beat the greatest quarterback today and the greatest offensive mind of his generation in Andy Reid at the same time. It is going to be a very, very tough task for the 49ers. Jeff Saturday, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Have a great one.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today. At LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.